everyone. I'm here with Keith. Keith, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Right on. Social media strategy. We need a little bit of help there, I can assure you. Thanks for writing a book on the topic.
Yeah. It's ironically, you know, every day there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of social media tips, articles, and blog posts published out there. But we still seem to have struggle in figuring out the overall strategy in social media.
Indeed. What is your background with social media strategy and some of the success with some of your own practices?
Yeah, my background is I was a advertising copywriter and creative director, and kind of lived through the transition from traditional media into digital media. And we just kind of jumped in head first and started trying this stuff out, and had some early successes with some campaigns built around social media. And now I teach social media marketing and digital marketing classes. And I kind of, what I wanted to do is I needed, you know, you're day to day, you're just writing and you're meeting deadlines, and you kind of get lost in the actions. And I wanted to take a step back and look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Where do we go wrong, Keith, with our social media strategy and the people running it, which is a big hint?
Well, there's a couple big things that I think happen. Number one, we try to treat it like our traditional media. So we think that we have our headline and our tagline and our advertising campaign, and we're just going to pick up a Facebook and a Twitter, and we're just going to carry that line over. It's just another advertising channel, which it isn't. It's very different. The other mistake is we kind of just jump in, open an account, and just start posting. Number one thing you need to do is before you do anything is you need to listen. You need to go in there, listen to what your customers are saying, where they're saying it, listen to your competitors, what they're saying, where they're saying it, and just get a lay of the land before you jump in.
What listening tools are you using? Or are you just plain trying to follow people around and figure out who your big customers are and maybe follow them for a while? Or are you searching for your brand name? And how much research time, how much listening time do you think a company needs to do before they even dive into forging through a social media strategy?
Yeah, there's kind of two aspects to it. One is listening to set up a strategy. And, you know, you can do that, and, you know, you could spend a solid week just collecting information to get a sense of what's going on out there. And then beyond that, there's like daily, weekly monitoring to participate in the live occurrences out there. But what I actually developed a social media audit template to help companies with that first aspect. Let's just go out, listen to the landscape, and look for challenges and opportunities. And the way I developed it is I divided into the five W's. And if you, I kind of have a background in journalism from college, and you always wrote a news story. You answered the who, the where, the what, the when, and the why. And the who would be identify who's talking. And sometimes you could go in and you listen and monitor your current social media channels and monitor them from an outside perspective. Where are we? What are we saying? Are we, and so you identify the where channels. Are we on Twitter? We're on Flickr? We're on Instagram? And then describe the what, the type of content, and any sentiment. So are we just providing links to our blogs? Are we getting any engagement? Are we getting likes? Are we getting comments? Are we getting retweets? And then the frequency, just identify, you know, how are we doing 2 tweets a day, 5 tweets a day, you know, 1 blog post a week? And then you go and you do the same thing for your competitor. What channels are they on? What are they sharing? How often are they sharing? And then you go and you look at your customers and you say, well, here's our customers. Where are they talking? What are they saying? Are they interacting with us? And then you identify everything, the why, the purpose is the most important thing. Why are we on Twitter? Are we trying to drive traffic to a website? Are we trying to drive to direct downloads, direct purchases to a physical location? And then you get a big picture of where you are.
How important is voice, style, tone of the actual content you're creating through your social media channels?
Oh, yeah, that's very important. You know, what I discovered is in working with clients, is a lot of clients have a wealth of information. They've created these guides, and they have websites where there's, you know, I worked on a bank account, and they had a small business guide, and they were trying to get small business accounts. But it was locked away on this website that no one ever accessed. So a great opportunity is taking that information you already have and changing the tone into a social media tone and breaking it up into smaller bits of content that you can share on Twitter and LinkedIn and the various social media channels and smaller blog posts. But you have to change the perspective. It's not a dry manual, and it's not overly salesy, like driving to direct sale. You're generally trying to help your customer, and if you deliver the value, when they need a new account or their current bank gets them upset, they're going to come looking for you.
Social media is often something we might develop a plan or a strategy around, but for some reason we're kind of tossing social media often at young people coming right out of school. And it's not just old guys like me that are thinking that way. There's some strategy behind it. I mean, you know, the folks that are a generation or so behind 50-year-olds, guys like me, are kind of hip. You know, they've got a different style. They get it. You know, they can talk the lingo. They're good listeners. They're used to collaboration and communication. Do you agree with that philosophy, or do you think that it could be done a different way and should be?
I think that's kind of a mistake because, like, you know, I teach college students social media marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they grew up on social media, but that doesn't mean they know how to apply it in a strategic way for a business to reach real business results.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's okay to hire them, but you have to train them and you have to make sure they understand, you know, first your company culture and, you know, the whole business strategy. And then you really need to train them within certain guidelines. You definitely have to have a social media guidelines and training in place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it can be done if the right training's there.
What's the best use of social media, or is there a single best use? We have push announcements. We have pulling in, sort of pull marketing or inbound efforts where your maybe customer service is using social media as a way to have questions answered, almost like a help desk support. There are polls you can use. There are, you know, events coming up that you might want to push out. I mean, is it all of the above, or do you think that certain social media channels are better for other things? And does the book help us divide and conquer?
Yeah, actually, that's one of the biggest trends I uncovered in writing the book and the research I've done since then is social media. I mean, it could live in marketing, but it really requires to be done well across discipline involvement. So, you know, if you're the marketer and you're on social media and your objective is to drive people to your website that will lead to a qualified lead, that's one aspect, but the consumer doesn't distinguish. I'm on Twitter to get information from the marketing person so I can purchase the product from. I'm a current customer and I have an issue, but the marketer's not qualified to, you know, update on a certain product issue. So customer service has to be involved. And then you have to look at recruiting, like HR, where so much recruiting now is happening through social media, or research and development. You said, you know, how do we, let's get good ideas for the next product release. What do people really want? You can conduct research through social media. So now it's the big thing is if you're going to use like a social media monitoring service like Hootsuite, and then get people from different departments, the sales department, HR, marketing, customer service, all engaged. And when different needs or opportunities come in, the people best qualified can activate through social media. And you can meet all those objectives at once.
Lay out plans to help that process, because that is complicated, having, you know, moving parts, different people answering certain questions, trying to figure out who did what. Was that tweet answered? Oh boy, it wasn't. Wow, we missed an opportunity there. You know, this is hard stuff. How do you map it out? How do you map it out, Keith, in the book?
It is hard. It is hard. If you I'm Hootsuite Pro certified, and I know you can set up teams. So when certain comments come in, you can assign it to people and flag it. So I have a great case study in the book where for Hertz Rental Car, their marketing department was running social media, and they're using it just to push out promotional messages and marketing messages. But then they would get customer service issues, and they would literally would take the tweet and email it to the customer service department. Mm-hmm. A couple days later, customer service would email it back to them, and then they would respond.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got on board.
That's not effective. That's not going to
No. Now they got on board on a, you know, there's multiple ones out there, Salesforce or any kind of social media monitoring service where you can get employees from different departments have access and can be assigned tasks.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think they got their response time down to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, think about the business results from that.
Who is the book designed for? You have an interesting background yourself, but SMBs, Fortune 1000 companies, because scaling social media really varies with resources, with access to great quality content, to the development of tone and style and voice, to you could have a one person hacker that's amazing that's built a personality and is answering customer questions and really running social media, or you could be faced with a nightmare where there's a social media department that doesn't have a strategy, and so everyone's trying to guess and figure it out.
Right.
Who is the book designed for?
I stripped it down into a pretty simple process that could work for a small business, a startup, or it could work for a Fortune 500 that's still trying to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I saw was a need for someone to take a big step back and set up a systematic step-by-step process to developing a social strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us, whether you're a small business or even in the corporate world, just jumped on Facebook and jumped on Twitter, and now we're jumping on Snapchat just because it's the latest, greatest thing, and we're just doing stuff. But we didn't go back to what's our business objective, who's our target audience, where is our target audience, what are our competitors doing, and then go through what's a big content idea, and tone of voice has to do with that. What's our company about? How do we represent ourselves? And then go and systematically select the social channels that make the most sense, and then develop metrics and KPIs for each social channel. We're not just going to have success isn't judged on the number of followers on Facebook. We're going to have a real business metric. We want to drive them back to a certain page to sign up for a free consultation. So it literally just lays out this step-by-step process to have a big strategy document that you can work from. And I think it literally works from a startup to a Hertz.
Do you think that you need a focused business topic to really go after if you're a business?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I've heard a lot of great speakers and authors over the years talk about the importance of focusing on, what do you want to be famous for? What do you want to be known for? Like, let's take HubSpot, for example. Like, they're the king of inbound marketing, a two-phrase, thought leadership position. Do you think that that's good practice with regards to social media and overall content strategy that makes its way down to the social media channel?
I think it is. And part of the process I developed is identifying – what's your business objective? Who's your target audience? And then what is that big idea? I call it a big idea. What's the big idea that we want to stand for? And then you identify the social channels where your customers are and makes the most sense for that big idea. And then you plan how to express consistently that same, you know, whatever thing you want to be known for is going to be expressed differently on Pinterest versus LinkedIn versus Twitter or Snapchat. And then I even rope in traditional advertising because, you know, if they see an ad on TV or a print ad or pay-per-click ad, a PR event, it all should be integrated. You can't just do social alone.
What about testing and experimentation, even on the big idea? You know, do you believe in that?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's one of the, you know, the main benefits of social is I can tweet something out today, go to Twitter Analytics and see how it's doing, and then tweak it and adjust it and try something else tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, even big ideas like your messaging, if we want to stand for, you know, the environmental bike company, and everything is all about the environment, you can test that. And if it's not working or there's aspects that aren't understood, you can tweak it and see what gets the most attention.
What are the biggest failures that frustrate the hell out of you that you see people doing perpetually that is just like, this makes you cringe?
Well, you know, I have a good example of someone that, yes, here, I'll explain it. So there was this chocolate company called Lacta in Greece, and they're like Hershey's in the U.S. and they open a Facebook page, and this is what drives me crazy is. Usually what happens is the marketers will take their advertising slogan, and Facebook's just another advertising channel, and they'll just throw the slogan up there, or they'll take their press releases and they'll trip them out through Facebook. That's not treating social media the way social media should be treated. What they did instead is first they listened. And when they listened, they found that people were already talking about the product, saying that they were saying about their loved ones, "You're as sweet as Lacta chocolate." So, and you know, if you're a marketer, you're like, this is a dream come true. And then they created an app that just simply leveraged that activity the consumer was already doing, where people could send messages to their loved ones and say, "You're the sweetest part of my life," like Lacta chocolate. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly they just grew like crazy on Facebook. It was the largest brand Facebook page in Greece within weeks. And then people were actually changing their profile picture to Lacta chocolate bars. Mm-hmm. But if they would have just taken the regular advertising tagline and just throwing it up on Facebook, it wouldn't be that effective.
So your biggest frustration is people not doing things like that, not
right.
Seizing the moment of listening, not listening to what people really want. How do you listen?
Yeah,
I asked you that before. Seriously, let's take a brand like, someone selling lobster in Maine,
right?
Shipping mm-hmm. overnight deliveries, like even like illegal seafood, you may have heard of in New England here. Shipping lobster overnight. So how do you go listen to what consumers might be saying about lobster being shipped to your home, or lobster love, or
Yeah, it takes some work up front, and you know, you can use tools, or you can just do it the old-fashioned way and go to each social channel and start searching. But you know, like I said, you want to search your brand name, your competitors' brand names. You want to search the word lobster, and I have my students do this. They work on projects, and they'll search a brand name, and they'll just go through the Twitter stream, and it doesn't take too many. Like, you get through 30, 40, 50 posts, you see a pattern. And it doesn't take long to say, we keep sending out these promotional messages about our lobster, but the people talking about us keep complaining about the deliveries getting there late or the lobsters spoiled, and we're not responding to them. Or your competitor is actually sharing these great video. They created a YouTube channel, and they have all these great recipes and ways to cook lobster, and that's getting a lot of engagement. If you just go through and do this audit, it doesn't take long to see problems and opportunities, and then you address them and start changing things. You may find the biggest thing I see is, 8 years ago, we opened a Flickr account. We still have the Flickr account, and it's either dormant or we're posting to it and we're getting nothing out of it. We're getting no traffic, no faves, no, it's dead. So a lot of times you do this and you say, we just need to close some accounts down.
Do you recommend that, by the way, if something's really dead and static and just not working, or do you think you can rekindle things?
No, I think if it, and that's the important part of, if you get to the why in the template, what's the purpose? If the purpose is to drive to your website and it's not doing that, or your customers just aren't there anymore. You know, if you're targeting a younger demographic, they've moved on to Instagram and now they've moved on to Snapchat. So, you know, maybe you don't need that other channel anymore. And it takes a lot of time and resources to keep a bunch of channels open. And companies usually don't have the resources. So I would close them and focus on the ones that work the best.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Your book covers a lot of case studies. How many case studies and examples do you think you cover through the book, by the way?
Oh, I have 14 chapters, and I have probably 3 or 4 cases and examples per chapter.
Wow. Who do you think's doing social media remarkably well, that has a strategy that's thought through, that really, you know, sings the way that you think it should be singing?
Whole Foods is doing a very good job. If you look at their social media channels, what's very interesting is they have, the corporate account, but then they empower their local store managers, or people that the store managers identify, someone that works in the store that's interested in social media, and they have local social media accounts for every Whole Food store. And I think that's really smart, because again, social media is about being social, and you have a community around your local Whole Food store, the people that live in that area, and they know what's going on in that area. It's not just corporate sending out their canned advertising messages. And the great thing is, corporate works with them, they train them. Sometimes corporate will feed them content that they can use. Sometimes a local content will be very popular, and then the corporate account will pick it up and share it across to all the other stores and channels.
Got it.
Because it's the only way social media works is if you create frequent quality content. And that takes time and resources and people. So that's the expensive part. And if you can share it across departments, like I was saying earlier, or share it across locations to local locations with people that know their regions, that helps out.
Keith, I have 2 final questions for you. Who would you like to get a hold of you, and how can they get a hold of you?
Anyone that wants to figure the social media thing out, but every time they Google social media marketing tips, they get 800 million results. And each blog says the top 10 tips to succeed in social media marketing, and they're all different. That was the problem I noticed. So I wrote the book to take a big step back and develop a simple, systematic process to getting the big picture strategy. Because you can pick up any book and get very specific on how to create a page and all the analytics behind it. This is the big picture. And if you go to my blog, my website, postcontrolmarketing.com, I have blog posts there. I have a free PDF of the social media audit template that I was talking about. And I have a tools and tips section that I'm constantly updating with the latest tools and resources you can use to put the strategy together.
Great job with the book, Keith, and the presentation today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
best of luck with what you're doing until next week, everybody. I hope you're a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser, and more tuned in with social media strategy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.